It's time for Children's Moments with Debbie. Today, because you're going to have to see what I have for you. Come on. Come on. Little closer. There we go. Oh, where are your shoes?
Whew. My shoes are tennis shoes.
They're tennis shoes?
No. They're not.
They're not. So they come off by themselves?
No.
Oh, okay. What do you think this table is for in front of us? It's there all by itself. There's no one there. Do what?
For you.
For you to eat lemons. Okay. During the Vietnam War, when the soldiers were in the mess hall, do you know what a mess hall is? A mess hall? Bedroom. It was where the soldiers ate. They would gather together and they would eat in there. Well, it became a tradition during that time to put out a table by itself and then to put a white tablecloth on it. And the white stood for purity. A black napkin, see the black napkin on there? That stood for those soldiers that were prisoners of war. The lit candle to remind us that America is the light in the world of darkness. And who's the light in our world? God, yes. The red rose for the hopes and prayers of those we are waiting for to return. The red ribbon tied to the vase for our determination to find them, those prisoners, those soldiers who are lost. And we, just last week, we brought a soldier home that had not been identified for a very, very long time. An inverted glass stands for a missed meal. The slice of lemon, the whole lemon, for the bitter fate of the missing, of those lost. And a pinch of salt for the tears of their families. I think that's a beautiful way of remembering those who have not returned yet. Because we have hope, don't we? And what stands for the hope on the table? Do you remember? The red rose. And it reminds us that we have hope, so we have everything. Now, these gentlemen and ladies that fought in the war at that time and who have fought in the war since then, have left a legacy for us of how we live our lives so that they are not left in forgotten times and we don't forget what they do for us. But in Memorial Day isn't just for soldiers, is it? It's for all of those that we have no longer with us. Now, you're very young, so it may be that, have you lost loved ones? Have you? Have you lost a pet? Have you lost someone? You have to come closer. Yeah, it's only right guard. That's not left guard, isn't good. Come over. I will not bite you, I promise. Those are those of our loved ones that have passed on and who are no longer with us in the physical realm have left us a legacy. Now, do you think, so you have to come close, you got to see. Who do you think this is? Does it look like me? No? That's my mom. That's my dad. It's their wedding day. That's my uncle. That's my aunt. And that's my other aunt. And they have all passed, and they are spending time with God. But they have left a legacy. My mom and dad introduced me to God. Do you think that was a good thing? Yeah, I do too. My aunts took care of me. They all had part of who I am, who their children are. That's a nice wedding picture. And who do you think this is? Does it look like me? Does it look like Linda? Could it be Linda? That's my father's mother. Now, I only knew her for a little while, and then she passed. But she left a legacy you would not believe. God bless you. She loved the Lord. She loved Jesus, and there was no way that you were going to convince her that they did not exist. And her life was lived that way. So my legacy was that I would be here. I mean, they just taught me that loving Jesus will not make your life perfect, but it will make your life fulfilled and easy. Now, those are all old people, aren't they? Now, this is a young person. Who's that? Do you know who that is? Do you know who that is? Never met him? That's Travis. That's my nephew. He left us at 11 years old. But in his 11 years, his legacy is unbelievable. He left a lifetime of caring for people, being sympathetic to those who have problems. He was a friend of all. He was a friend of those who nobody wanted to be a friend to. His legacy was that life is beautiful and that life is for all of us. And we have to live it to be kind, to be sharing, to be understanding, to be able to listen, to love others so that they feel just as good as you. And he was that smart at 11. That's pretty good, isn't it? The only thing I have to say to that is God is good. Don't you think? So let's pray today. Let's pray that we are so thankful that our parents have a legacy before them, that there are loved ones that we need to be with, but then there are loved ones that we need to remember that have made an impact on our lives. Let's pray. Dear God, we just thank you so much for all that you have given us, our blessed families and those who came before us. Through them we know you and that it is good. And through them we will pass it on to others. And in your name we pray. Amen. Today is Loud Sunday. You want to get a bucket?